Penguin Random House Audio presents Reach, a new strategy to help you step outside your comfort zone, rise to the challenge, and build confidence. This is the author, Andy Malinsky, PhD. Introduction. Lily Chang paced back and forth around her office. She took a bite of a muffin, but put it down. She didn't feel hungry at all, even though she hadn't eaten all day. She nervously checked her phone. No messages. She then checked her pulse, sky high, around 95 or 98 beats a minute. It was a year since Lily had started her internet company, and 6 months after she had hired her best friend, Julia. And now Lily had to do the unthinkable and actually tell her friend that she no longer had a job. And as Lily continued pacing around the room, thinking of things to say, and then immediately rejecting all of them, she thought to herself that she honestly had no idea if she could actually go through with it. No one likes to move beyond their comfort zone, but as the saying goes, that's where the magic happens. It's where we can grow, learn, and develop in a way that expands our horizons beyond what we thought was possible. Also, it's terrifying. In Lily's case, she had to fire her best friend, but all of us confront tasks at work that force us outside our comfort zones. It may not be firing a best friend, but it could be giving negative feedback, or promoting ourselves, or speaking up, or networking. The list of uncomfortable but necessary tasks is long and unfortunately quite challenging. And although these small things seem irksome, no one ever succeeds at a high level or accomplishes substantial goals without learning to confront them. Take, for example, the case of Neil Kennedy, who before Facebook even existed had a Facebook-like website that could have potentially revolutionized the internet. But Neil was shy and inexperienced, and the idea of walking into a room to pitch his product and himself to a group of high-octane investors was overwhelming. In the end, Neil went into avoidance mode, tweaking and perfecting his website for such a long time that Facebook itself eventually launched, and his fledgling ideas had become obsolete. He was so afraid of acting outside his comfort zone that he never capitalized on a potentially life-changing opportunity. A different but equally challenging case comes from Annie Jones, a 34-year-old account manager at a financial firm whose challenge was finding a way to be assertive and direct with a male portfolio manager who would undermine her in client meetings when her natural tendency was to smooth things over and avoid conflict. Annie tried to hint at her frustration or make a snide remark here or there under her breath. But it didn't go anywhere, and the manager's bad behavior just continued. In an ideal world, no one would have to reach beyond their comfort zone to succeed at work, and all the tasks and responsibilities we need to perform would fit perfectly with our personalities. Annie would have the confidence and assertiveness to easily confront her colleagues. Neil would have the bravado to present his ideas. And Lily would have the courage, confidence, and resolve to deliver her message. But unfortunately, this is not usually the case. Conflict-avoidant managers often need to embrace conflict, or at least learn to tolerate it. Timid entrepreneurs need to be able to pitch and promote themselves and their ideas. Introverts need to network. Self-conscious executives need to deliver speeches. And people pleasers need to deliver bad news. You get the idea. As we grow and learn and advance in our jobs and in our careers, we're constantly faced with situations where we need to adapt and adjust our behavior. It's simply a reality of the world we work in today. And without the skill and courage to take the leap, we can miss out on important opportunities for advancement. Also, like Lily, we can fail to perform the tasks that are critical for advancing our businesses and our careers. And that's where this book comes in. The goal of this book is to give you the tips and tools, not to mention the courage, to take that leap. Reach outside your comfort zone and do it in a way that is both effective and authentic, meeting the expectations you need to achieve and without losing yourself in the process. Chances are, if you've ever been interested in the topic of comfort zones and are comfortable with a search function on Google, you've come across something that looks like this. There's one large circle that says where the magic happens, and then there's a smaller circle to the right that says your comfort zone. And if you delve further into the world of comfort zones on Google, as I have, you'll find many other pictures and diagrams of similar ilk. You have brazen goldfish taking the leap and jumping from one fishbowl to another. You have people walking on tight ropes, parachuting, jumping off cliffs, telling you that everything you've always wanted is one step beyond your comfort zone, and that you're only confined by the walls that you build for yourself. And then, of course, there are the stories. Successful and confident people who have had the courage to go for it and take a leap and are now spokespeople for Comfort Zone Inc., imploring us to do the same. Take a leap. Go for it. The only thing to fear is fear itself. As you can probably tell, I've always been both inspired by these sorts of messages and frustrated by them. I love the idea that we all have a comfort zone, a place where we feel capable and at ease, but that stretching outside this comfort zone is critical in many cases for achieving our goals, or in terms of the picture that I described before, to get where the magic happens. That's the fascinating part. The frustrating part is that I've always felt a bit hopeless trying to apply this logic to lessons in my own life. And I suspect that others probably have been too. For starters, I've always found the diagram with the two circles representing your comfort zone and where the magic happens to be extraordinarily incomplete. Where, for example, is the bridge between the two circles? In other words, how do you actually get from one place to another? It's nice to think that it's as easy as a fish jumping from one bowl to another, but I know from personal experience that this simply is not the case. Stretching outside your comfort zone takes serious effort and work. You need motivation for sure. And I do find many of the messages on the internet to be quite inspirational. But motivation alone doesn't seal the deal. What's truly lacking is a concrete roadmap about the how. How to move from a place of fear, paralysis, and avoidance to the point of actually being willing and able to take that leap and start a more positive cycle of learning and development. We often feel overwhelmed, sometimes even hopeless, when we have to act outside our comfort zones. But the reality is that we face a set of very predictable and identifiable challenges, and we can overcome these challenges by following the guidelines outlined in this book. This book will explain why it's so hard to act outside your comfort zone and help you develop the courage and ability to flex your behavior with success. The framework in the book is not one size fits all. Rather, it is personalized and customized to the particular challenges that you happen to face in any situation you find yourself. My own journey. Probably like many of you, I've been struggling with this issue of behavior flexing throughout my own adult life. Sometimes taking a leap and going for it, and other times crafting my life or my job to unfortunately avoid opportunities that could have potentially led to real growth and development. For example, in college, I was afraid of saying anything in class, and therefore ended up choosing mostly lecture-style courses where classroom participation wasn't an important part of the agenda. I was also afraid of stretching my skills and trying something more professional.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?